The vaccine effort in Arizona is proceeding at a steady pace with tens of thousands of doses administered daily. But the picture is very different in neighboring Sonora and across Mexico, where the vaccine rollout has been much slower. For border communities like Nogales, that disparity brings unique challenges. From the Fronteras Desk in the Sonoran capital of Hermosillo, KJZZ's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Several weeks ago, Rafael Soto was one of thousands of older Nogales, Sonora residents who received his first dose of the coronavirus vaccine. His daughter, Carla Soto, accompanied him and shared her recordings. Her videos and photos show masked elderly Sonorans in close quarters, waiting patiently for the life-saving medicine. But soon, Soto had his shot. Soto says he was treated well, and the whole thing took about an hour. His arm was a bit sore, but otherwise he says he had no negative responses. Soto is one of roughly 14,500 older residents who have received a dose in a city with an official population of more than 260,000, according to information from the Mexican government. The figure doesn't include medical personnel. Just north of the border, in Santa Cruz County, things have been moving much faster.
I think it's gone very well.
Dr. Eladio Pereira is the chief medical officer at Nogales, Arizona's Mariposa Community Health Center, which is playing a central role in the vaccination effort.
We're essentially administering all the vaccines we get weekly. At the moment, we do about 700 vaccines a day.
As of March 24th, nearly 24,000 doses had been administered in the county, according to state data, substantially more than the sprawling Sonoran city to the south, which has five times the population. At around the same time, Arizona alone had administered roughly half as many doses as all of Mexico.
I think we all have a concern about that disparity because, as you know, these are cities that are very closely connected.
Santos Yescas, who grew up in Nogales, Sonora, and now works in economic development on the Arizona side, knows how well connected they are as well as anyone.
Whatever happened to us, it affects to them, and whatever happened to them, it affects to us.
Like thousands in Santa Cruz County, he's already received both doses, but he's still worried.
If we are not vaccinated in the same proportion, in the same way that Arizona, and because we are connected and we're seeing each other very often, so we're going to continue spreading the virus and continue being a not healthy community.
We definitely need the vaccinations to start increasing on both sides of the border, preferably more on the Sonora side, so that we can get the border open.
That's Josh Rubin with Javid LLC, which helps export manufacturers get set up in Nogales, Sonora. He was referring to the northbound border restrictions imposed over a year ago to slow the virus's spread. They have kept many Sonorans from crossing, devastating border businesses in Arizona. But he's also worried about economic impacts south of the border.
What we could end up seeing is a reemergence of the virus that could end up resulting in additional shutdowns to the maquiladora industry.
He doesn't think that's likely, but
it's definitely a time in my life that we probably would never want to relive at all.
Y mañana vamos a presentar en el Consejo de Seguridad la posición de México.
In mid-February, Mexico's foreign minister Marcelo Ebrard denounced global vaccine inequities before the United Nations and demanded that more be done to guarantee equitable access. More recently, the U.S. announced its intention to loan 2.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to Mexico, and they started arriving this week. But some feel much more needs to be done to close the yawning global vaccine gaps.
Basically, the majority of vaccination is happening in 10 countries.
That's Dr. Moga Kamalyani, a senior policy advisor to the People's Vaccine Alliance, a coalition that is pushing for free global vaccine access. The New York Times recently reported that wealthier countries have so far accounted for roughly 90% of administered doses.
The science says that to control this virus, you need to reach herd immunity in every population. It's the nature of viruses to mutate. So they're going to mutate, they're going to come here.
To quickly and equitably meet global demand, she says, vaccine technology needs to be shared, and intellectual property protections need to be waived so that more of the crucial medicine can be made around the world. Back in Sonora, Soto says he's grateful for the vaccine he received. But he also wants the whole world to have access. Murphy Woodhouse, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.